Lazy Tom. Once there was a young farmer's son called Tom, who was cheerful and charming, but very shy when it came to work, and he was known by everyone as Lazy Tom. It was a warm, sunny day in the middle of July. Instead of helping his father mow the meadows, Lazy Tom was lying on his back amongst the flowers, listening to the dreamy droning of bees and hoverflies. Suddenly, he heard a sharp tapping noise. Crawling on hands and knees through the long grass, he made his way towards the sound. There was a little leprechaun dressed in green, fixing the sole of his shoe with a silver hammer. Despite his idle inclination, Lazy Tom leapt forward like a cat and caught the leprechaun in his hands. Needless to say, the little man was most indignant at being caught. He kicked and cursed and then begged to be let go. But Lazy Tom knew well enough about fairy folk to capitalise on his good fortune at having caught one. "I'll let you go soon enough," he said, "when you've told me where your fairy gold is hidden." At first, the leprechaun refused, but Lazy Tom was in no hurry. So in the end, the leprechaun reluctantly agreed. Lazy Tom slowly opened his hands, and the leprechaun stepped out and pointed to a golden flower, a buttercup, in the middle of the meadow. There were lots of identical buttercups growing in the meadow, and Lazy Tom wanted to be sure that he could find the right one again. "I'll tie my green scarf around the stem," said the leprechaun. But when Tom returned, spade in hand, he discovered that every buttercup in the field had an identical green scarf tied around its stem. I suppose he could have dug up every one of them, but that was way too much work for Lazy Tom. And it's true to this day, if you look at a buttercup flower in summer, you'll notice that each one has a green leafy fringe around its stem, just like a leprechaun scarf.
With neighbours. When you say street party, I'm not sure if it's a photograph. I once saw Kodak fade. Small kids in navy shorts, bunches and elastic belts. Mothers laying trestle tables. Running races, egg and spoon. Someone up a ladder, all flags and banners. And instead of cars, sponge cake and jellies. All this in the middle of a road.
Summer solstice is when the sun reaches its highest point in the sky and seems to stand still on the longest day of the year. Midsummer has long been a time for feasting, fun and festivities, to celebrate the strength of the sun at the height of summer. Midsummer bonfires are lit as a centrepiece for celebrations into the night, and traditionally leaping the flames would indicate the height of that year's crops.
A riddle, sweetly scented to delight the nose, guarded by daggers wherever it grows. What am I? A rose.
What shall we bring for the picnic?
Weak lemon drink. Just cucumber sandwiches with just the crusts cut off. Little triangle shapes, and you can eat them like that. Do, 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 do. Next.
Wine? sandwiches? Crisps? What else? Anything else?
Sausage rolls.
Do we not take sausage rolls on picnics?
Strawberries? Biscuits, salad, sandwiches, lemonade, and tea for the grown-ups.